Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off, live and local here on a Tuesday, May 6th. And we are broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley. It got live music and entertainment. I was here this past weekend to watch the Kentucky Derby, and I even participated in the horse race that they had here at River City Roll. Was a ton of fun. Come on down, tell them AWOD sent you. The wings are good, the pizza's banging, the beer is awesome. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town here on The Fan, and the Washington Commanders. We're proud to be the home for the Commanders, who will host the 2027 NFL Draft. The announcement yesterday from the Oval Office, live from the Washington Mall, where they're expecting to break the NFL record and get up to 1 million people for the 2027 NFL Draft. When will Washington be selecting, we hope, 32nd in that draft, and also a new stadium by 2030? I mean, the fan base has their eyes on this season, but the future is so bright for all four DC sports. You got the Caps in the playoffs. Game tonight. It is a Capitals game day here on The Fan. Game one, round two against the Hurricanes. Washington Nationals will be in action today. And look, the Nationals don't have the best record, but you can see the future. The future is bright with guys like James Wood, Dylan Cruz, CJ Abrams. The Wizards will have the lottery in exactly 6 days, May 12th, to decide if they win the number one overall pick. And the Commanders just made it to the conference championship, or building off of that with the NFL's Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels. You know, all eyes are on the future, but the future is now for the Commanders. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open throughout the show. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. But you know how we like to start the show every day. If I catch up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Let me take you to Boston for the Eastern Conference semifinals, round one. Score is even. It's Jalen Brunson pulling up for three, giving the Knicks a three-point lead. They erased a 20-point second-half deficit. Here's ESPN with the call.
Great offensive player with the ball and a fantastic defender in Holiday.
Now the switch. Brunson at three.
Oh!
Got another one!
He finished with 29 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. In overtime, the Knicks with a 3-point lead. Can the Celtics tie it? No, they can't. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Inbound. He's off to Brown. Bridge is there. They hold it. They drop it. It's over. The Knicks have won. What a comeback and a game one win for New York.
The Celtics lose at home at the Garden to the New York Knicks, holding now a 1-0 series lead. We go over to the Western Conference, the one seed, the Oklahoma City Thunder. But Jokic the MVP, the former champion, with an and one as the Nuggets complete the comeback. Let's take a listen to the call.
Murray, look back door. Westbrook didn't cut all the way to the rim. Jokic will do it himself. Missed it. Follow Jokic. Good and one.
He was too much to handle. 42 points, 22 rebounds, 6 assists. But it was his partner, Aaron Gordon, with the game winner. Let's take a listen to the call on the fast break. Gordon gets the outlet pass open for three. He pulls up, hits the winner. ESPN with the call.
It rims out. Brown grabs it. 7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it. Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. Williams, three-quarter court. No good. The Nuggets steal game one.
That's Nuggets hold a 1-0 series lead on the one seed in the Western Conference, Oklahoma City Thunder. Tonight, Pacers at Cavs. Cleveland needs to even the series at one. Golden State at Minnesota. Game one in that Western Conference semifinals. Over to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs on the Sports app. Action tonight in the nation's capital for the Washington Capitals hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. Oilers, Golden Knights, Western Conference second round begins with that game one tonight as well. But last night it was the Maple Leafs knocking off the Panthers. Second round game one. Toronto now leads the series 1-0 with this goal, making it 5-3.
Schmidt trying to keep it alive. Nyes with a step. Nyes moving in. Score!
Panthers would get one back, but Maple Leafs win 5-4. The Junkies had Barry Sferluga on the show to preview the Washington Capitals' second-round series with the Canes, the first second-round series for the Capitals since 2018 when they won the Stanley Cup. Let's take a listen to the preview.
Jason, you're right. Like, is Carolina solid? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think in Raleigh, they're probably waking up and being like, well, this Caps team can roll four lines at you, and they still have Ovechkin on the power play, and Pierre-Luc Dubois is a really good two-way center, and their defensive pairings it really makes sense, even though, you know, they've got a major injury there.
And we got one of the best goalies in the league.
Yeah, I mean, put it this way. Spencer Carberry said the other day at practice, like, when two teams know each other this well and they're this evenly matched, the three things that will decide it are goaltending, and Logan Thompson's playing great. Special teams, so what you mentioned about, you know, how do the Caps break through against a very good penalty kill, and how does their own kill do against the Canes power play? And then secondary scoring, which is, you know, not the Ovechkin, Wilson, you know, the top lines with Strom and those guys, but down the lineup, do you get Duhaime goals like you did in the Montreal series? Like, do those third and fourth lines produce some unexpected offense? Like, you're playing in the margins here, and I think it would be surprising if this, it was really good for them to get rid of the Canadians in five games. I'd be shocked if this series didn't go 6 or 7.
Extra goals, power play, and your net miner, Logan Thompson. Three things you got to go right for the Caps. Game one tonight. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. There's two big discussions about quarterbacks in the National Football League. Number one, it is, where will Aaron Rodgers play in 2025? All signs point to Pittsburgh and the Steelers. The other question is, in Cleveland, with Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, third-round pick and fifth-round pick, Shedeur Sanders, who will be QB1 in Cleveland? Let's take a listen to Good Morning Football with the discussion.
Buying it. I'm buying it all the way. I don't care where his draft position was. Listen, we're not going to get into all the depths and the layers of the Shedeur Sanders fall off in the draft, but the reality is this dude is built for it, and he's proven it, right? We can say that about people all day long. From the time that he was at, where was he at? Jackson State, right? He started at Jackson State, built that program up from absolutely nothing, right, to where they're respectable. Him and his dad leave, and I know that the tie and affiliation with his dad is always going to be there until he's not, right? But now he goes out to Colorado, and he proves it again. This is the only guy in the draft who has shown you that for two programs that he went to, that he was able to build them up from nothing to something. When you're in the position of the Cleveland Browns, you need somebody to do what? Build you up from nothing
Stop.
To
I'm
something.
So tired so of this talk with Shedeur Sanders because he went to Jacksonville State and then Colorado. Well, what about the kid that went to Ole Miss? What about the kid that went to Miami? I mean, are you kidding me with this? Why are we talking about Colorado like they won a championship with Deion Sanders? They didn't even make it into the 12-team college football playoffs. If Shedeur is named QB1 in Cleveland, good for him. I doubt that's going to happen his rookie year. We move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Doubleheader today for the Washington Nationals because their game yesterday was postponed against the Cleveland Guardians. So 2 days, two games today, Nats, Cleveland. I believe it's 3:45 first pitch. Your first game, 7 o'clock for your second one. Baltimore will face off against the Minnesota Twins. We close out the sports app with a little Champions League. The most important soccer tournament every year returns with action today and tomorrow. It is the Champions League semifinals. This is the sweet, sweet sound of the Champions League. And we are in the second leg. It is aggregate, and Inter Milan Barcelona was an awesome first leg that saw Inter score 3 goals, Barcelona score 3 goals. We're even, 3 goals apiece. The final leg is today at 3 p.m. It's winner take all, extra time after 90 if tied, PKs if still tied. After that, tomorrow we get an even better matchup, PSG versus Arsenal at 3 p.m. with PSG holding a 1-0 advantage on Arsenal. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We'll speak with Bill Roth for a little Hokies, Cowan Gates Hokies update at 1:30. David Harrison to talk Commanders offseason at 12:30. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. We'll catch up with Michael Phillips for a little crosstalk, a little Capitals crosstalk when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. David Harrison will join us for a little Commanders talk at 12:30. Bill Roth for the Cowan Gates Hokies update at 1:30. 2 p.m. we'll head out on the fast break with AWOD talking all things NBA. Couple upsets in round two, game ones across the Eastern and Western Conference semifinals. But joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips. We call this segment Crosstalk here on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, every day on AWOD Radio is game day. We highlight the biggest sporting event of the night, and it is obvious tonight. It is round two, game one, Capitals, Hurricanes. I'm fired up. How about you?
Oh, rocking the red over here. We all know how important game one is, right? You fall behind, game two becomes a must win. You can't go 0-2 at home. You never win the series like that. But game one win sets the tone, ensures that you're going to have a competitive series going back to Carolina. A lot on the line tonight. A little bit of a layoff, too. These guys haven't played in a few days, and so I'll be curious what that looks like. Two teams that know each other very, very well, do not like each other, and have had a few days to plan for this one.
Yeah, I think the days off will be an advantage of the Washington Capitals. You know, we have, I think, an older lineup. Of course, Alex Ovechkin leading the way there. And I do think that Spencer Carberry, who talked about this week on the Junkies, that they use this time to relax, get back to full health, but also to gear each other up for this critical round two matchup with the Canes. So I do think in terms of the time off, it will help the Capitals.
Yeah, no question. This is a big one. This is going to be a tough physical team, right? They were rough in Montreal, but that's going to look like child's play compared to this one. These are two teams that are not afraid to go at it and to go after each other, and they certainly will over the next four, five, six, or seven games, however long this thing takes to resolve. I think the Capitals feel that chip on their shoulder of being the underdogs, of being a team that produced on all four lines all season long, that has a number of double-digit goal scorers, that still is largely being overlooked nationally in this series.
Through the first round of the NHL postseason, the Stanley Cup playoffs, Connor McMichael, 5 games, 5 points, 3 goals, and 2 assists. I need him to step up once again for the Caps here in round two. That's who I'm pointing to. How about you, Michael?
Well, absolutely. Alexi Protas, it'd be great to get him going. I would love to see, the more contributors you add, the better off you're going to be here. Would love to see him get rolling and play at the high level we know he's capable of. Of course, we're always going to mention Logan Thompson. It's always about the goalie in the playoffs. It's always about the goalie getting hot, especially against a team like Carolina that's going to throw a lot of pucks at the net. That's an important part of this series. I would love, you mentioned guys staying hot. Anthony Beauvillier, such a good first round. If he could do that again, not just good for himself, but good in that it gets Alex Ovechkin going as well. He had a very nice connection with the Great Eight. We'll see how they run out the lines tonight. But I thought that was one of the better pairings and one of the real revelations of the first round.
Yeah, no, great point there, Michael. Bovi to Ovi was awesome in round two. We'd like to replicate that here in round two. Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Michael, I told you this, when we were talking about the round one matchup here. Tonight, can Washington avoid the Canes getting into our heads, right? We were the better team in the regular season. They're coming on the road, and I think they're going to come in strong. I think they're going to, come in checking us all over the glass there. Can we avoid the big mistake where they get into our head and we award them an easy power play? Avoid that mistake tonight.
I was struck the other day, yesterday they were doing media for the series, and Alex Ovechkin was asked about the thrilling finish in Winnipeg the other night where they score with 1.6 seconds left to force overtime, beat the Blues in double overtime. That's obviously a team, that these guys can relate to. That's a President's Cup winner, that's struggling to get playoff traction. They finally break through. And I was fascinated because what Ovi said was about the goal with 1.6 seconds left. One mistake can do you in. That's the playoffs. He wasn't seeing it from Winnipeg's side. He was seeing it from the Blues side, and he knows because he's been on that side of it. One mistake, one turnover, one neutral zone, failing to follow through on your check. That's the goal. That's the difference. That's the series they're off and running. Certainly a lot of credit here. That hit in Montreal that sparked the rally. It just takes one moment to shift one of these series. For a guy who's going to get 20 minutes of ice time every night, 7 times maybe over the next couple weeks against these guys, to be on your game, to be on your details over that stretch is just crucially important.
Yeah, I mean, stepping up when you get the opportunity is so massive in the Stanley Cup postseason, and Alex Ovechkin did that in game one of the first round. The overtime goal, crazy to me still that that was the first overtime game winner of his career in the postseason, but that kind of sparked the Capitals. And then we talked about the Tom Wilson hit that might have changed the series when they were on the road. It's crazy, like you said, you're on the ice for 20 minutes, and everybody's watching for 60, and yet one moment could change the series.
We're waiting to see what that moment will be tonight. Who will rise to the occasion? Who will be your hero? Who will be your star? I'm still not over it either. Ovechkin with an overtime goal, game one, deliver the winner, set the tone for the series, get it wrapped up quickly, right? Especially important because the Canes got their series wrapped up quickly. You didn't want to be playing extra games, have extra wear and tear going into that. And I truly believe this is the series that tells us if these guys can win the cup or not. There are no easy series between here and the finish line, but I don't believe they will play a better, more complete team than they're playing in this series at any point for the rest of the playoffs.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. That's some big words, Michael. Basically saying, hey, if they get past this one, this could be a magical year for the Capitals. I mean, look, we were all excited because it was the first time, it's crazy, that they won a series since 2018. So maybe they could use that momentum all the way to lifting the Stanley Cup. We've seen all of the nation's capital start to rock the red and get into the Capitals during this postseason run. Which Washington Commander do you predict will be in the building tonight? I think it's time we get Debo Samuel to rock the red. We know he's been in Ashburn working out. I'm going to predict Debo Samuel in a Caps jersey tonight.
I love that pick because I don't think we've seen him in a game yet. I don't think we've seen the offensive lineman. We've seen, obviously, Jaden Daniels in the quarterback room. How about a joint appearance between Debo and Terry? I don't know if Terry's in the house or not, but it'd be fun to get Terry McLaurin down there. Certainly fan favorite, guy who's in line for another contract soon, hopefully. There's so many guys you want to see. And then on the defense, Frankie Luvu making a great appearance the other night. Who will be the guy on the defense that we want to see? I love, Mikey Sanner still, he is such a great rookie season. Would love to see him come out, get his applause from the crowd. Whoever it is going to get that place hyped up. I know that.
What is your prediction for goals scored tonight? Not saying who wins or loses, but how many times do you think the puck will go into the back of the net?
Yeah, I think you're probably looking at about a 3-2 game, about five goals. And then obviously postseason, you almost always get that empty netter just because teams go, pull the goalie so much sooner than they do in the regular season because it's kind of all out, all or nothing. So you usually end up, so I think 5.5 is probably a fair line.
That's the over-under, Michael. That's not helping me make any money.
Need a little puck luck. You got to call it the right way and get a little puck luck. That's how you win these things.
I do hate that term so much.
get a little puck luck. Get yourself a nice over-under tonight. It's so hard to know. Sometimes, guys come out tight, feel each other out for the first 20 minutes. Sometimes guys come out flying and, bang, 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 you get a couple of goals. You get yourself the series. I am fascinated to see which way this series will play out because I do think it could be either way.
What was your Cinco de Mayo food and drink of choice last night, Michael?
I was at Wooden Iron last night. I met up with some friends last night. Monday is wing night at Wooden Iron. Great deal. They got wing specials. Everybody at all the tables around us is getting nachos, and the nachos are good there, but it's wing night. And we're discussing, it's Cinco de Mayo. Like, does that mean we need to get nachos? And the answer is no, Adam. The answer is no. We got wings because it's wing night. I'm not going to fall hostage to the calendar here. If I want to eat wings, I'm going to go out and eat wings. You can't tell me otherwise.
Michael, that's a pro move because I hate to say this. I love Wood Iron, but the nachos are on the naughty list. You cannot order the nachos.
Oh.
The queso is at the bottom. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
I want to
strangle
their chef and explain to him the queso goes on top of the nachos.
That doesn't make sense at all. No, they have so many good things, too. You don't need to be messing around with subpar food there, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you got the wings. What flavor do we go? We go buffalo.
I split it half and half with five buffalo, half with the tajin dry rub, which is, I guess, kind of Mexican in a way. So maybe maybe in a weird way, I did actually still do a Cinco de Mayo appropriately.
I love that. Yeah, I got, I believe I got Taco Bamba to celebrate. So it was a Cinco de Mayo, but weird being on a Monday. I'll tell you that, Michael.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think anybody was like, hey, let's go out and go wild on a Monday. That's what, like, they talk about this all the time. Like, Halloween needs to be on a Saturday every year. Like, there's no reason to have Tuesday Halloween. You celebrate it on a Saturday. I think probably, you know, you need to be looking at the same with a Cinco de Mayo. Just doesn't hit the same on a Monday night. I agree with you on that one.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. Can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD, 12 to 3 on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Don't call River City Roll, just a bowling alley, live music and entertainment. The wings are good, the pizza's banging, great beer selection as well. You can catch me here Fridays and Saturday nights checking out the live music on the stage. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk a little Commanders, here with us right now, it's our buddy David Harrison. What's going on, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So why do you think the NFL decided to award Washington the 2027 NFL draft when there's not going to be a stadium built? They chose the National Mall.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, most of the drafts, I can't say for all of them, but I know, like, for example, Lambeau, you know, it wasn't actually in Lambeau. I know that Lambeau was obviously the backdrop, but, you know, I think the city of D.C., you know, as you well know, you obviously have a lot of things that can become your backdrop. So even if it's not a new stadium, it can be, you know, the National Mall or what have you. And who knows, potentially, I mean, it's 2027 by the time the stadium is built and everything, maybe the 2035 NFL draft, you know, comes back, and that's when the stadium is in the backdrop or what have you. But I think, you know, at least part of it is, you know, kind of a reward to kind of show, you know, NFL franchise, look, when you do the right thing, even if you hit some bumpy roads, you know, you turn the corner, make things better, the league will reward you.
Yeah, as much as I want to make this about Josh Harris as a great owner, I do think it's more about how bad Dan Snyder was and how many people did not want to work with him, be affiliated with him, be in the same room with him, or have a conversation with him.
I mean, that's fair. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of those things. I remember talking, you know, to people when the sale was happening and the transition was happening, and it's like, you know, can Josh Harris really be a better owner? And it's like, well, it's kind of a low bar to cross, right? Like, it's not really or to clear. It's not that big of a challenge to be a better owner. But I think that where Josh and the ownership group right now deserves credit is not only have they been better, which is an easy, you know, standard to hit, but they've been good. They've been good on their own, and certainly I think done things that even exceeded some of the expectations of when they came in.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Yesterday's question of the day on the Richmond Commander, I'll give you our answer in a second, David, was which draft pick here in 2025 will be under the most pressure in training camp?
Which one will be under the most pressure? I think you could possibly go either way with either Trey Amos or Josh Connerly Jr. because both of them obviously play very important positions. Potentially Josh Connerly because he's the first rounder, right? Like if the first rounder doesn't start for some reason, or even if he gets shifted inside to guard, which I know some people are kind of talking about matter-of-factly, like, hey, you know, he could potentially move inside. I think, you know, a lot of people, there's already some people who kind of don't like the selection, not necessarily don't like the kid or whatever. They just feel like they're, you know, obviously Edge was a bigger need on most people's minds. But if he moves inside, you know, and then, you know, you spend a first-round draft pick on a guard, is that really, you know, getting the best value? And if he doesn't start at all, then I think that's where you'll get kind of more of the buzz. Whereas a cornerback, like, you know, Trey Amos, you know, being the second-round pick, even though the value is there and a lot of people thought he could be a first-round guy, if there's some early, you know, learning curve that he needs to kind of adjust to, I think that'll go over a little bit. I mean, either one of them I don't think is going to get, you know, go over very well. But I think that, yeah, the Connerly pick would probably get taken a little bit more partially. So for that reason, I guess, you know, I would say there's more pressure on him. Plus, he's protecting Jaden Daniels, right? So when you're protecting the most important player on the field, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there. And anytime you're a first-round pick, you're most likely going to have the most pressure on you to perform in your first training camp. Because of the failure of Emmanuel Forbes at a first-round pick, I think the answer is Trey Amos. Because of the issues we saw with Marshon Lattimore at the end of the season and the success that Mikey Sainer still had, who was a later pick, I do think there's going to be a lot of eyes on Trey Amos, and he's going to have pressure to be a true outside press corner in training camp. There's going to be a learning curve. It's going to be difficult for him. That's why I'd argue he's under the most pressure, because of the failure of Emmanuel Forbes. It feels like, and maybe the pressure is because of the fan base. I mean, everyone's going to be looking at Trey Amos, and they're going to compare him to Forbes and Sainer still.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of the pressure that these players face, you know, from the outside isn't always fair, right? Like, it's not, you know, it wouldn't be Josh Connerly's fault that the Commanders took him in the first round over an edge. It wouldn't be Trey Amos's fault that Emmanuel Forbes didn't pan out. But you're right. Like, that's part of the perception that people, you know, go through. And I remember, you know, there was a conversation that I had with a fan recently talking about, like, the history of draft picks, you know, on the front line and how they haven't panned out and all these other things outside of Cosme. And, you know, again, like, that history doesn't really apply to Josh Connerly, but that's the way it works, right? People keep score and things mount up and baggage gets carried forward. So, yeah, I think it's when you talk about the court of public opinion, I think all those things are absolutely valid. And what will happen if that discussion comes up? Hopefully they just don't come up.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, covers the Commanders for Sports Illustrated. You know, have you done any digging? Do you feel like this team, is there any conversations about them going out and still getting a free agent edge rusher? Or is it, you know, Adam Peters seems to keep saying, like, I trust the guys that we brought in here, but I would love, and I know the fans would love, like a Von Miller or a Zadarian Smith, like a Noah Brown type signing, maybe right around training camp.
Yeah, and it could be, you know, it could come right around training camp, right? Once they get the guys into OTAs and do those things and start to see them a little bit and see how they mesh and click and all those things, that might be where they say, like, okay, maybe we do need to bring in that, you know what I mean? A guy like Jacob Martin, I think, is going to get some opportunities, but, you know, if he comes in early on and, you know, for one reason or another just isn't giving them, you know, the burst of confidence that they would love to have out of that position, then maybe you see them bring in a guy like Zadarius Smith, like you just mentioned. But, you know, as far as, like, any, like, smoke of, you know, like, tomorrow the move might be coming down, like, no, there's this staff has been incredibly good at keeping all that kind of stuff under wraps. I think as quickly as they fell in love with Jaden Daniels and how, you know, few of us, a lot of us latched onto him as well, but it was based on our own, you know, opinions and everything else. We just happened to be right. So I think that's a great part of this organization. But the conversation is going to still happen. I've had it on my show. You know, we're having it today. It's going to come, you know, next weekend and so on and so forth. But I think they're probably most likely, like, my prediction would be that they're going to see what they have first, because they do have some confidence in what they've built. And then if they see a need, they'll go for it. But AP has always said, you know, there's not a day that goes by where there's an opportunity to make this team better, he's not going to at least be interested in it. So, you know, anything can come at any moment.
Offensive line certainly going to look a lot different than it did week one of the 2024 season, before Brandon Coleman was actually your starting left tackle. Now it'll be Tunsil. Can you kind of give me your opinion on where things will be shifted with the offensive line and how you expect it to look, you know, week one through four, I guess? And because, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't think Cosme will be ready by the time the regular season gets here.
Yeah, no, if Sam Cosme were ready for the regular season, I would be incredibly surprised, not, you know, from a lack of work on his part, but just because of the nature of the injury. That's a 10 to 12 month injury, you know, typically. And then you're talking about a big man who's got to, you know, flex a lot. He's got to put a lot of weight on there. He's got to anchor down on that, have guys pushing against him and everything else. So I think you're probably looking at closer to that 11, 12 month mark than you are that 9 or 10th month mark. But that being said, man, you're right. Like, Laremy Tunsil, like, you know, I think AP or Lance Newmark said a draft weekend. That's the only spot that's locked in. You know, LT is your LT, is the way they put it. Outside of that, everything's up for grabs. And I think Tyler Biadasz, you know, I think, you know, even if he's not coming into it, you know, locked in as the starting center, I think he ends up being your starting center. Outside of that, I think it's kind of up for grabs, right? Like, Nick Allegretti, the incumbent left guard, he's out. A lot of that athleticism they want, intensity that they like to see out of him. So definitely, you know, don't come into it thinking that he's just, you know, a guy waiting for his job to get taken, because I think there's a lot of quality play there. But you look at everybody. Brandon Coleman's got the inside-outside versatility. Again, people have talked about Connerly potentially having the ability to move inside. Wiley's got guard tackle ability. Trent Scott, same thing. And then you've got new guys like Herbig, you know what I mean? There's just a lot of, I think, solid dudes on this offensive line. I think Bobby Johnson, you know, one part is going to have a lot of fun figuring out the best combination, but at the same time, he's going to have some long nights having to really evaluate what the best five is going to be for this team. Fortunately for them, they have all the way until into September to really make that decision if they need to take all that time. And I think they will take as much time as they need to, but I couldn't really predict a line for you, man. Like, I think Connerly is going to get an obvious opportunity to start. I think that's probably where my biggest, if you want to call it, conviction sits. I think we're probably looking at a right tackle situation similar to what they did with Brandon last year, where, you know, Connerly and probably Andrew Wiley, like, kind of swap, you know, sets here and there, and maybe even start the year where, you know, Wiley's out there first and Connerly comes in, so on and so forth, until eventually Connerly is ready to go. And then, you know, if that's the case there, then I'd probably give Trent Scott the leg up to be the right guard. And I think you're probably looking at Brandon Coleman and Nick Allegretti battling out for left guard.
David, before we let you go here, you might have to speculate on this, but you've had conversations with, I'm sure, Luke McCaffrey and with the coaching staff. What do you think he was told he needed to improve on this offseason to see the field more this upcoming year? Because my take on this year's draft class has been, hey, you got to include Coleman, Sennett, and McCaffrey development as part of this draft class as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's a valid point. Really, with Luke, it's just about continuing to get better and just the wide receiver nuance, right? Like, at the end of the day, he's coming into his fourth season as a receiver. Like, that's not a lot of, like, there's guys that just came out of college who have more experience than he does playing that position, right? And he's had to do the 1 year in the National Football League. And I think part of that is where you see them go and get Deebo Samuel, bring back Noah Brown, draft a guy like Jalen Lane, is to make it so that they don't need to necessarily put a lot on Luke McCaffrey. I had a conversation with a member of the coaching staff during the season last year, and that, you know, it's across the board. It's not just Luke, but they're going to use a guy the best way that they can. You know, some of that conversation I've got to keep between me and them. But, you know, shortly after there, you kind of see Luke relegated to more of a special teams role. I actually got a chance to talk to Ed McCaffrey, Luke's father, during Super Bowl week, and I was talking to him about, you know, his son's development and all those things, and he kind of agreed. It's just getting the basic nuances of what it takes to be a receiver in general, but then also how to be a receiver in the NFL. And I think the great thing for year players entering their second season, and one of the reasons I think we tend to see that big step in year two, is from, you know, from the end of the college season to entering their rookie year, there's no time. There's really no growth moment. There's really no opportunity to just kind of sit back, digest, you know, process what you've been able to do. It's basically just drinking from a fire hose. Then you get to the end of your rookie year, and then you get some time. Then you actually have a moment to kind of look back at your process of getting drafted, your workouts, your season experience, your practices, your notes from your coaches, your experiences themselves, talking to guys like Terry McLaurin, you know, things like that. And during that process, you learn a lot about yourself and where you want to take your game, because you finally have a moment to really take a step back and look at it from a bird's eye view. So I think that's going to help Luke tremendously. And you come in OTAs, come into mini camp, or training camp and mini camp, and put some of those things that you've learned into practice, and then you continue that development into training camp. So, you know, I don't want to put a prediction on how much Luke will grow, but I know that, like, that's kind of got to be the main focus for a guy like him, is just continue to get the finer points of being a receiver down before you worry about trying to go out there and be, you know, can I be this box out specialist in the short area, or can I, you know, use some deceptive speed to get an angle on guys. You know, you'd love to see that in year two if it comes, fantastic, but I think really just becoming that more technically sound receiver in his fourth year playing the position is the key.
Great stuff, David. Really appreciate you taking the time. That is David Harrison. Follow him on Twitter at dharrison82. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. When we return, we're talking about greatness, a record-breaking opportunity here in Richmond, Virginia. That story next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley. Live music and entertainment. I like to say the pizza's banging, the wings are good, and they have great beer selections as well. And joining me right now from River City Roll is Ken Dish. And Ken, you are attempting to be the best bowler in Richmond, Virginia. Going for greatness here.
I hope so.
So explain this to the audience here. Explain the record. You brought the book here in front of you, the record book for bowling in the city of Richmond.
Back in 1994, a gentleman named Paul Zivgolas set the highest average in the city at 244.4.
And that is 244.4. That's, you know, one game, and 300 is the high, obviously, there. And that is how many games over a season? That's probably like three games a day over a course of a season?
Correct. 32 weeks or 36 weeks. Depends on the league.
Okay, so 32 weeks, and he's averaging 244.4. I mean, that's close to 300. I mean, that's literally probably, what, seven or eight strikes you got to get that?
Man, that's a lot of striking and man, a lot of confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is the record here in Richmond. Where are you currently at right now?
I am at 244.2.
244.2. So, Stubb, let me try to explain it to you here. So the record in Richmond is 244.4 over the course of a season. That is the average bowler's mark. Ken is at 244.1, and you have a chance to break that record with one game left, three games, right?
Correct.
So you need to get what number total to break that record?
I need about a 760.
760?
Tonight.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of pins. So basically, you could get 900 would be perfect over three games. 760 gives you room for a couple of splits, a couple of spares, right?
That's basically about 240-ish a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 250 would be nice a game.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would break the record. So how did you become the bowler that you are? I mean, you've taught me. Right. I've talked about it on the show here. You've been my bowling instructor. My game has gotten a lot better. How did you become the bowler that you are?
Man, it takes a lot of dedication. You have your support team, basically your bowling family.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, some great helps. Like, I have ore drillers. James Jones drills all my bowling equipment, makes my hand feel very comfortable, and that's very important in a bowling ball. If you're not comfortable in your bowling ball, you're not going to throw it correctly. So this guy, especially this year, let me tell you, man, I shot more on the scores this year than I have in the past 7 years. 2 weeks ago, I went 300 at three different centers. And then you have, you know, your people cheering you on,
yeah,
and talking to you, and then you always ask for advice, and there's a couple bowlers like Brandon Johnson, Sabrina, Dan. We all bowl together on Saturday night, and of course with James Jones, we communicate. What do we see? What's the ball doing? Do I need to change equipment, or do I need to stand somewhere else? So that helps out a ton. You know, most bowlers, they don't talk to each other what they see, but when you have a good team that can communicate together, they usually click together, and, man, they can win so much.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll. And you can kind of hear it in my voice. I get excited for any time there's a chance for greatness, to break a record. You guys know here on 910 The Fan, I'm the biggest sports fan in town. It doesn't matter the sport, I'll get competitive for anything. We're talking bowling right now with Ken Dish from River City Roll. And I was wondering, when you see bowling on TV and we see like clips of Pete Weber screaming, "Who do you think you are? I am." And Bill Monte, you were mentioning him to me. Do you pick up tricks or anything when you're watching bowling on TV?
I think at that point, you know these guys are great. And you just watch and watch and watch. It's called just routine. They're doing the same thing over and over and over. And that's what you try to do. Every night, you just try to do the same thing over and over and over. Of course, it's easier said than done. But practice.
So you are currently the champion, the high for the city this year.
Correct.
And that is with the average of 244.1. And so you've been playing these tournaments all season long from September here to May. And so when will you go for the record?
Tonight.
Tonight is the night. I'm so fired up for this. Ken Dish is hanging out with us here. About to turn 54 years old, but you're still hanging with the young guys. How young are they in the tournaments that you play?
They could be anywhere from 18 out of youth group to, 60, 70. I mean, every tournament's different, and, we all give it the best and see what happens.
Now, you just became a pro bowler a few months ago.
Correct.
And you have not done a pro bowling tournament, but you're going to, and you're going to be in the senior division.
Correct. And I'm so excited. I just can't wait just to get on the road a little bit and see what I have to offer and what I need to learn. Each tournament is always a learning curve. So when you go out, okay, I need to do this, I work on this and work on that. But the people around you help a lot.
Yeah. And you've helped me. I mean, first off, I was chicken winging. Then I was spinning it too much. My footwork was all off. And so you've kind of been my bowling instructor here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you hopefully have the record here in Richmond, Virginia. So why don't you remind everyone once again, so who is the record holder? What is it? And then what's it going to take for you to break it?
The gentleman's name is Paul Zavgolis, set in 1994. He's currently living in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
And he still bowls. He's still throwing the ball. I saw him 3 weeks ago, and he's still throwing the ball good.
Oh, man. So this is a record that's been in Richmond for 30 years, and you are attempting to break it tonight.
Correct.
Wow. Good luck, man. And so it's going to take above 250, right? So your average is 244.1 right now. So you're close to beating it right now. Just got to get above that 250. So, get us excited. What's it going to take for you to get above 250 tonight, man?
Just have another comfortable night. Just let the ball roll. Let the ball do its thing.
Yeah. But a few weeks ago, you bowled a legit 900.
Well, in a week span.
Correct.
Okay. At three different bowling centers, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy. My mind is blown right now. Stubber, is your mind blown in the studio? I'm sitting next to greatness right now, the Michael Jordan of bowling, Ken Dish.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm not.
Basically, yeah.
Right?
How much that would be awesome,
He's the Ben Wallace of bowling here in Richmond, Virginia. It's unbelievable. So you just bowled a 900, which is a 300 three different times. You got to get so how many rounds will you bowl tonight?
Just three games.
So you've got to get 750.
Correct.
I don't think I would get over 350 in three games.
Yeah, there's no hot sauce involved.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right, man. So explain to me the different balls that you bring, because you bring different sizes, right? You bring different styles, right?
Yeah, just different brands of bowling balls. They do – each one does a different thing.
Yeah.
And Rick James, James Jones at the Oil Drillers, he drills them up for me. They hook different ways. Some of them go long. Some of them hook very early. Some of them hook very hard.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to read the lanes and the atmosphere and everything that's in the bowling center. So – and you just got to – that got to throw the ball good and have a little luck on your side.
Absolutely. The bowling season comes to a close tonight, and hopefully Ken Dish will be the new record holder here in Richmond, Virginia. People can see you here at River City Roll. Do people ask you for advice when they see you here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned, by asking advice, coming up to the ranks. And I still ask for advice because there's always something you need to learn.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. I loved you could be my instructor here at River City Roll.
Appreciate it very much.
Yep, that is Ken Dish going for the record tonight, the bowling record here in Richmond, Virginia. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.